Jag flushed.
You're absolutely right, Captain Solo.
He straightened his lapels and shot a glance Jaina's way.
And who broke up with whom is hardly relevant anymore. If you would be kind enough to explain this Abeloth problem, I'll fill you in on how I heard about the Sith.
Fair enough,
Leia said, stepping forward to take control of the conversation.
Abeloth is an ancient, well, entity that Luke and Ben found imprisoned in the Maw. When we hid our young ones at shelter during the war against the Yuuzhan Vong, she made contact through the Force and planted the seeds of the madness that afflicted them recently.
I see, Jag said. But why would the Sith help Grandmaster Skywalker destroy this Abeloth? I would think Sith would be happy to see Jedi Knights going insane.
They said Abeloth was driving their apprentices mad too,
Jaina replied.
It turns out they were just trying to capture her. She's immensely powerful, and that makes her immensely useful.
Jag's face paled.
Please tell me they didn't succeed,
he said.
Master Skywalker did destroy her, correct?
Well, we thought so,
Han said.
But it turns out she escaped. We think she's on Padir right now, hiding out with the fallen Asi.
Jag began to look frightened.
I see,
he said.
And the Sith? Do they know where she is too?
Not yet,
Han said.
Not as far as we know, Jaina added. But it's not going to stay that way. These are Sith, Jag. And there are thousands of them, maybe even millions. They're going to find her.
Jag shook his head grimly.
Unbelievable. Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, you tell me they have.
As he said this last part, he was looking at Jaina.
And this is why the Jedi remained determined to launch their stealth X-Wing?
Right,
Jaina replied.
Thinking like that, I see why Luke set you up to be Imperial Head of State,
Han added.
Yes, I must remember to thank him for that someday,
Jag said, his dry voice suggesting that he was anything but grateful for the burden Luke so unceremoniously dropped on his shoulders.
In the meantime, you need to contact the Temple. The Jedi should launch now, before the public learns about the arrangement with the Sith.
Han's stomach began to hurt.
And that's gonna happen how?
The same way I learned of things. Dala has a vid of Jaina and Lando at the trial on Clatooine.
Jag turned to Jaina.
It's bad, Jaina. Even I had trouble believing there was an acceptable explanation.
Han winced and sighed. If Jag was interested in working things out, he certainly wasn't earning any points that way. Jaina's face remained stoic, her voice even as she asked,
If Dala has the vid, why hasn't she released it yet?
You Jedi really stirred things up when you sent Sarr and Aurelis to Blaudu Sextus. Dala wants me to send Imperial fleets to put down the revolts popping up along the rim.
A tight smile crossed Jag's lips.
She seems to believe I would actually do that in exchange for not using that vid to embarrass the Jedi.
A broad smile came to Jaina's face.
And you're letting her?
Jag dipped his head in acknowledgement.
For 3 days now.
You do that for me?
Jaina asked, eyes wide with surprise and joy.
After the way I broke things off?
Jag's face remained stoic.
It's not entirely for you, Jaina,
he said.
I'd like the Empire to develop a good relationship with the Jedi.
Jaina's smile did not vanish.
Close enough,
she said, clearly reading something in his Force aura that Han could not sense.
And Jag, I'm sorry for the way I put you on the spot when...
Apology accepted,
Jag interrupted, glancing from Jaina to her parents and clearly growing uncomfortable.
And thank you. It means a great deal to me. But the Pelion is preparing to break orbit, and Dala is going to know that I've been playing her soon enough.
He shifted his gaze to Leia.
I wanted the Jedi to know before she did.
Leia cocked her brow.
Won't this kill the deal to bring the Empire completely into the Alliance?
It will,
Jag replied.
But the more I come to know Dala, the more I realize that my Moffs are right this time. We wouldn't be joining an alliance. We would be stepping into chains.
Leia clasped Jag's forearm.
thank you for telling us first. That means the world to me, and I know it will mean the world to the Masters as well.
She rose on her toes to kiss his cheek, then turned to Han.
I think our decision has been made for us, dear. We have to go after Valen and Gisela now, even if our intelligence isn't quite complete.
Han nodded.
Isn't that what I've been telling you?
He clapped Jag on the shoulder.
We owe you one, son.
Not at all, Captain Solo, Jag said. I'm only doing what is right for the Empire.
Yeah, and for everyone else, too,
Han said. He took Leia's elbow and turned back toward the makeshift planning room, leaving Jaina and Jag to stand there alone.
Come on, Princess. We've got work to do. And it looks like these lovebirds could use a couple of minutes alone.